The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, as you were previously with us, we were having a look at the first and foremost, the most important educational objective of supplications. We said that, of course, supplications are full of advantages. We even counted up to 8 or 7 different advantages and effects for supplications. And of course, after mentioning all those advantages, we noticed the fact that there are some obstacles, some hindrances that the supplicant needs to be aware of. We, of course, said that even if our supplication superficially is not responded to, the mere engagement, the very fact that the supplicant has engaged in supplication is to a level, to some degree, a kind of response that we, all the human beings, need to be thankful for. But the fact is that there are some hindrances, some impediments that the supplicant needs to be aware of. Beyond that, there are some educational objectives for supplications that we were mentioning. We said that the most objective seen throughout the different parts of the supplications is that the Almighty Allah is referred to as the absolute cause by any kind of word and deed possible. For example, we read in the 36th supplication of Sahifa, وَأَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا نَفْغَ هَذِهِ السَّحَابِ وَبَرَكَتَهَا وَاصْرِفْ عَنَّا أَذَاهَا وَمَضَرَّتَهَا. Oh Allah, please bring down on us the benefits and blessings of these clouds. Turn their harms away from us. Allahumma adhib mahalla biladina bisuqiyak. O Allah, take away the barrenness of our country by your rains. Take away the distress of our hearts by your blessing. Wa akhrij wahra sudurina birizqik. فَإِنَّ الْغَنِيَّ مَنْ أَغْنَيْتَ وَإِنَّ السَّالِمَا مَنْ وَقَيْتَ. The rich is the one whom you have made rich, and the safe is the one he whom you have protected. It is also said, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّ هَاتَيْنِ آيَتَانْ مِنْ آيَاتِكَ. O Allah, cloud and lightning, these are two signs of yours. وَهَذَيْنِ عَوْنَانِ مِنْ أَعْوَانِكَ. These are your assistants. يَتَبَدَّرَانِ طَاعَتَكَ بِرَحْمَةٍ نَافِعَةٍ. These are the ones obeying you with profitable mercy or home from wrath. أَوْ نِقْمَةٍ ضَارَّةٍ فَلَا تُمْطِرْنَا بِهَا مَطْرَ السَّوءٍ. Please do not make them pour over us the rain of wrath. وَلَا تُلْبِسْنَا بِهِمَا لِبَاسَ الْبَلَاءِ. Please make them cover us with not the dress of distress. Mm-hmm.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua. Elsewhere, we read in the supplications that the Almighty Allah is praised. And praise belongs to the Almighty Allah, who is the creator of such and such. And by counting the different instances of the creations of the Almighty Allah, the supplicant will be more cognizant, will be more aware of the different blessings of the Almighty Allah. And of course, he will understand how powerful the Almighty Allah is. And beyond and above all that, he will realize that there is only one absolute cause in this universe. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ بِقُوَّتِهِ. This is the 6th supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. Praise be to Allah, who has created the night and the day with His power. وَمَيَّزَ بَيْنَهُمَا بِقُدْرَتِهِ. He is the one who distinguished between them with His might. وَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا حَدًّا مَّحْدُودًا. He is the one who has made for each of them a certain limit. وَخَلَقَ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ مِنْ حَرَكَاتِ التَّعَبِ. He is the one who has created for them the night to rest from hardships of the day. So, it is really noticeable that in these expressions, every move and even every immovability is directly related to God. And the whole causality is ascribed to more aware Allah. Not just more, but most aware Allah. وَخَلَقَ لَهُمُ النَّهَارِ مُبَصِرًا. He has created the day and made it bright for them. لِيَبْتَغُوا فِيهِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. To benefit from their Lord's favors. وَلِيَتَسَبَّبُوا إِلَىٰ رِزْقِهِ وَيَسْرَحُوا فِي أَرْضِهِ. To gain livelihood, to rove in his earth. طَلَبًا لِمَا فِيهِ نَيْلُ الْعَاجِلِ. To get the necessary needs of their worldly life. وَدَرْكُ الْآجِلِ فِي أُخْرَهُمْ. To ensure the later necessities of their afterlife. So, it is truly noticeable that the infallible imams have considered themselves as the manifestations of God's attributes. In some traditions, they consider themselves as the very content of God's attributes. However, the structure of the truth behind God's attributes is beyond our thinking and our imagination. What we understand, however, is that in all these instances of the transmitted supplications of the Ahlul Bayt, the power of the absolute cause is directly at rest. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.